Right now you're playing with your phone when you
I'm
should
not playing
be.
With the. I'm confirming a very important email.
All right.
Jeez, it's called the Business Time, B-I-Z-N-I-S-S.
That is the business. Mm.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And thank you for all of you that do that. I have to apologize to everybody that didn't. There were some people that had to wait to get their orders, their Kingfish shirts, and I apologize. We did run out. We do have a full restocked order now, and I shipped out everybody that had back ordered, and we apologize from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, mommies.
And I shipped it out the other day, so you should receive them all. I hope you get them soon, and I thank you for your orders. You can get the highest, tightest jeans bundle by going again to yourmomshousepodcast.com and clicking on the store, and you get both of our albums. You get a poster and a Kingfish shirt, all for a great price.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty dope. It's getting $119 value.
It's major.
For a lot less. Mm-hmm. On the road this week, I'll be at the Toledo Funny Bone.
I love the Toledo Funny Bone.
I'm assuming it's in Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there Thursday through Sunday. And apparently I'm doing a lot of fucking press once I get there.
So. Yeah, you've got yeah. like 10 or 12
Man,
things lined up,
they're
right?
Just like, don't plan on sleeping, dude.
We're going to get you up at 5 a.m. and you're going to do... Is it what time does your day start for radio?
I fly tomorrow all day, and then I go starts. I think the pickup is like 7.
Okay.
7 or 7:15.
That's cool.
And then it's like 2 or 3 stations, and there's another station, and there's TV. When they throw in TV, you're like, oh, now I got to get dressed. That's the thing that sucks.
You know, if you're a lady, you got to put on makeup.
Oh, man.
It's
so
worst.
That kind of whatever. But I'm excited to do it because I've heard good things about Toledo Funny.
I've done it. It's fantastic. I love the crowds in Toledo. There's an excellent restaurant attached to the Funny Bone there.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. It's that like Cajun place.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Really good stuff. Why do you compete with... Oh, good. Your microphone smells. That was like watching a dog smell his own. It didn't smell very good, did it, doggy? My fart smell. You've been farting in this room all day. It smells awful.
Anyways, next week I'll be at Dr. Grin's. What is that? June 21st through 23rd. Yeah, we got to give the dates. June 21st through 23rd. I'm going to be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, home of the greatest pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Mr. Floyd Money Mayweather.
Oh, I like him a lot.
So I'm excited to go there.
I heard he's a good fighter.
Yeah, he's good. He's undefeated.
He can punch stuff.
He can punch stuff.
My friends, my buddies, I'm going to be this weekend at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
Man Francisco,
June 14 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some other thing that's like, I don't know, it's more private. And then in July, the first week of July, because it's like at a private theater, it's not really advertised.
Okay, whatever.
And then I'm going to do Levity Live in Palisades, New York.
Oh, shit.
The weekend of July 4th. Come out and see me. It's a beautiful club, brand new club.
New York City. All right, you ready to do this or what?
Yay! Yeah.
Oh, you think you cute, huh?
Brooklyn.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
You smother-cating me with that fart smell.
Smother-cating. All that smother-cating you've been doing.
What's the sound the guy makes from Wu-Tang?
What's that?
That your mom knows how to do. Remember? Johnny Shocker. What's his name? Bobby Digital.
Johnny Shocker.
What is it?
This is Wu-Tang. Yeah, Bobby Digital.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious.
Word up.
Johnny Shocker. Dun,
dun, dun. Dun, I like dun. This song.
It's the one that I've been kind of obsessing
Is this the one that you've been singing, you said, all day long?
Yeah, I just pulled the instrumental out, though.
Why don't you put the cool lyrics? I'm sure the lyrics are not offensive or hurtful to any particular female race. Or
it's not really offensive to females. I mean,
what are they talking about? Bitches?
No.
Hoes? I mean,
you want the actual lyrics version?
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
I could roller skate to that song.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Like a champ.
Yeah.
I could roller skate. Man. What happened?
Nothing, just something.
Just so you know, I sabotaged you so hard today in your car. You don't even know.
What did you do?
Well. Oh, okay. Oh, snap. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. Shit, man. Classic.
I sabotaged you.
What did you do? Oh.
Yeah, because you got them
music.
Old school CDs.
Yeah,
changer.
Yeah.
I changed out
like
three of them. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. But wild with the trigger.
Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Who busts our fuck ass up. Hey, yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut.
Oh, dirty bastard, live and uncut. Oh, it's ODB. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. To the young youth, you
wanna get gun? Shoot, blah. How you like me now? Don't fuck the style. Ruthless, wow. You
wanna so
get
crazy.
Your team knocked the fuck out. Wanna get on it like that? Well, then shout. Your razor, your razor, hit me with the major. The damage, my plan, understand it, be major. Running, coming at you. First I'm gonna get you, once I got you, I got you. You can never capture the method man's statue.
You look just like him when he's
singing. I know. This shit's so good.
Is your mom
like? This
was
their debut album.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
Does your mom know this one too?
Oh, fuck yeah. My mom sings this when she's cooking.
Did she sing all the N-words too?
Oh yeah, of course.
Like,
she doesn't know. She's foreign. Yeah. And she's making eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
This is what she says as she's flipping over eggs. Texas. Other than the Lexus, don't turn practice.
Hey, Tommy, the Wu-Tang.
Not a fucking wreck. This is a great, I mean, this album is fucking
stupid. What is this album called?
Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers.
36 Chambers. Yeah. I'm familiar with that number.
Yeah, this was their, that era, everyone's debut album was the shit.
Yeah.
You know? Nas, his first album.
I'm not a fan of Nas. I'm a fan of Jay-Z. Thank you very much.
Jesus.
I'm in the other camp.
You have a beef with Nas?
I've got beef with him hardcore because I'm straight Jigga Man.
His first album is one of the best albums, period. Nas's first album.
Yeah, look, you're talking to a
Illmatic?
You're talking to a recovering goth punk girl. I don't, it's like you're speaking Chinese.
What do you do to sabotage
Let's talk about the Clash or, you know, Bauhaus.
Why can't we just have a dialogue? Nice dialogue.
Well, because I, you know, you're talking to me about things I don't care about. It's like talking about football. You're like, oh, Nas's album. Well, I don't give a fuck about Nas. You know what I mean? Okay, right. Here's what I did. I totally sabotaged you.
What did you do?
So, Tommy has this great old school CD changer in his car, like the kind that you had back in the day.
The six disc, yeah.
Yo, in the trunk, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've been using your car because I love it more than I like mine right now. And you just listen to shit that I don't even understand. It's like, it's so underground. Like, I can't even, you've got like a weird ambiance, like, woo, like trip hop, like glow sticks. And I'm like, I can't listen to this.
That's how I roll, man. What's up? What's up with disrespecting how I roll?
Wait, and then you had like, oh my God, you had UB40 in there.
That's from my dad, actually.
Yeah, sure.
Really? It's my dad's.
I took it out. I fucking threw it across the parking lot.
That's Top Dogs.
Yo, I couldn't, really I couldn't break that CD fast enough. You be 40? I seriously, babe, when I pulled that out, I was like, I can't believe I married somebody that has a UB40. I almost divorced you today because of it.
Yeah.
And I sabotaged your shit, man. I put in three of my classics. I put in The Breeders.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I put in? I think I put in a Clash CD.
Okay.
Oh, and the Specials.
All right.
You like the Specials?
Yeah, I like all that stuff, man.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just talking about what I'm familiar with.
Oh, you know? You think you cute, huh?
You think you cute.
That's another one I heard.
Okay.
Okay.
Motherfucker, they hit cute.
I've been reading The Help on Oprah's book club.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I've been picking up a lot of, like, old-timey, like, adorable old black woman slang.
Really?
Well, I might throw it in there. You might hear it every now and then.
Yeah, man.
Ear day. So what's been going on with you, Jeans? What happened to you last week? You
can tell our listeners. Man.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You had a fun time.
I did have a good time. Some background.
Oh, God, I hate you so much. This is the fucking lamest shit. This enrages me.
This makes me happy to see your face right
now. I want to kill myself when I hear this shit.
How can you not enjoy a nice UB40 song?
It's fake. It's like fake. Like, isn't this a cover of an actual...
Yes, it is a cover.
Of actual cool black music?
Yes, yes.
And then they fucking suck it up with their shitty whiteness?
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. Be honest.
Red, white, I'm like, I feel so fine.
When this came out...
Right.
Did you think it was... a good song when you heard
it. Yeah, because I was in sixth grade.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, is that when everybody was in fifth and sixth grade and this came out, you're like, hey, turn that shit up, man. Right?
Yeah, but I also loved Fine Young Cannibals.
What's wrong with that?
Because they're kind of lame now, too. Like, they're kind of whack.
I just bought a Fine Young Cannibals song.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Which one?
They're fucking...
Wait, don't tell me. Depending on what you say, I may or may not divorce you.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
I bought.
There's one song that makes me want to kill myself by them too. God, I bought this fucking song.
What did she buy? Here, I got it right here.
Sorry. Midwest.
I gotta look it up. See what I bought.
See, here's what I realized. By the way, I was listening to the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Sloop John B. One of my favorite songs. And then I realized, oh, this is a remake of an old Caribbean song, Sloop John B's, originally by cool black people
that the blacks put out.
And then the white man comes and fucks it up, much like UB40. Now, the Beach Boys didn't fuck up Sloop John B. Yeah. But everything that's cool, we steal from the black man, son.
I only got...
That's all I'm saying.
I got two fine Young Cannibal songs.
No, you do. No, I don't even know you.
Yeah, I did.
Who are you?
Well, I heard them on the radio.
Who are you?
I heard them on the radio.
You didn't tell me
and
this.
And then I bought them.
How could... When? When did this happen?
I don't know. I have many different flavors that I like.
You surprise me constantly, Tom Segura. You're like an onion. Unfolding with layers.
Well, I hope we can get through it. I mean, I bought their most popular songs. It's not like I bought, like...
Can I tell you, here's the songs I like.
Okay.
Shit drops me crazy.
That's the first song I bought.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I hate Good Thing.
I bought Good Thing, too.
That makes me want to kill myself.
Why?
I just kind of annoy. I don't like it. I don't know why.
But you like Shit Drives Me Crazy.
Shit drops me crazy.
Yeah, I bought that, too.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Why do we have a problem? You know what I'm saying?
I'm so surprised at you. Yeah. What else did you buy? Falco?
Did I bought
you
some
buy
Falco.
Some Rock Me Amadeus?
So what?
You shock me.
Yeah.
That's pretty lame. I like
that. I'm here to shock the world, man. I'm here to shock the world.
What's, Bobby Digital.
Did you buy any music lately?
Yeah, I buy tons of lame shit all the time, dude. Let me see what I just fucking... Babe,
oh, man.
Why do you do that in front of the listeners? I used to love these guys. I thought
sure.
they were so cute and like rad. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, man. It's a good time. Okay.
I love these guys. Oh, so cool. Okay, here's what I bought old Beck albums that I had in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, like Where It's At and shit like that.
So, I have a bunch of Beck stuff.
He's the best.
Yeah,
dude.
He's great.
Depeche Mode, I went through a huge phase with them, too. I rebought a Clash album, too.
Rebought it.
Plus, you know what happened is, it's on the CD, but it's not on my iTunes.
So is that in my car right now?
Maybe.
Okay.
It might be.
Dude.
The old album, yeah.
So, first of all.
Yeah, major breakthroughs this week with you and your dad, right?
Dude, well, I mean, people don't understand. Top Dog and I went on a trip. We took a trip together. I spent the last 5 days with Top Dog in Maine. And the reason we picked Maine is because he was like, I've never been to Maine before.
Well, yeah, what's
so people were asking me, like, why are you in Maine? And I was like, because that's where he wanted to go. Like, you don't argue with the guy.
What did he
you know?
Say? He was like, buddy, I gotta go. I've
never been to Maine before, buddy. You want to go? Like that. So
just like that.
I said, sure. Because it's summer, too. So I was like, yeah, it'd be great. Nice, cool weather.
So he likes what, the town?
He just wanted to try somewhere he's never been. And, and then lobster, like, eat some lobster, pal.
He loves lobster.
Lobster, buddy. And I said, yeah. So, yeah, man, let's do it.
He loves that seafood.
We went up there and...
Buddy.
We just hung out. I had so much fun with him. And then I tweeted the other night that while we were there, one night when we were hanging out, Top Dog, the king of the dumps, Mr. Wipe Down, shit his pants.
No!
He shit his pants.
No!
It was...
How is that?
Amazing.
That is so rare. That's like getting to see Halley's Comet. You're there,
exactly,
and it
that
happens.
Is exactly right.
Yeah, you're so blessed.
It was like, hey, usually, you know, if you stand here or something, you might... Oh, wow, it's an eclipse tonight.
Right.
That's really what it was.
You were staring into the eye of the storm.
It was amazing. It was absolutely...
Well, walk us through this. I mean, you can't just taunt me with that.
I mean, we can't just talk about it without, you know, making sense of it all.
It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
Yeah, right. Top Dog.
Oh, man. I had the best time. He, by the way, he doesn't understand still what a podcast is.
Of course, yeah.
And Jesus. I show him. I play clips for him because I wanted to show him. I'm like, you know, you're part of the show. And he was like, what show? And I'm like, that kind of stuff. And then
he doesn't know that he has thousands of fans.
Mm. I showed him.
Love him.
I showed him tweets, and I showed him the iTunes page.
Right.
If you really want to make Top Dog's day, write a review that mentions him on iTunes. Go to our podcast, or, you know, Your Mom's House.
On iTunes.
On iTunes, and you can write whatever, 5 stars and whatever you want. And if you mention him, like, he looks at it, and he's like, yeah. He just nods and he's like, "That's
But I still don't think that he
people
has,
like me, buddy.
Yeah, and he, but he still has no awareness of just how special and how many lives he's touched.
He absolutely has.
And how many people's wiping techniques he's influenced?
Very much so. He was very, very upset that people weren't. When he asked for where can we get big lobsters, somebody told him, you know, they're just 1.5 pounds around here. And he was like, it's impossible, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, he was really upset about that.
What size was he expecting? Like,
he wanted 2 and 3 pounders, you know, big ones.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up finding them. He was like, see, I knew they were here, buddy. so one night, Top Dog, by the way, people,
the
I sat next to this lady, odd another thing I'd tell you about the flight on the way home.
Yeah.
But she was like, I talked to this lady and she was like, what, you know, where were you? Because I connected in Detroit and I was like, I was in Maine. And she was like, oh, I've been to Maine. Like, where were you? And I told her I was in Portland, Maine. And she goes, like, what'd you do? And I said, I hung out with my dad. And she's like, oh, what kind of stuff did you guys go to L.L. Bean?
L.L. Bean.
I guess there's a big L.L. Bean thing there.
Who gives
believe.
A
whoa.
L.L., why would you go to... It's so funny that people consider that something to do on your vacation. Like,
I know.
Did you go to Starbucks?
She also was like... She was like, so what did you guys do? And I had to think because I'd just done the 5 days together with him. And I was like, you know, just like... drive around, get something to eat, and then go back to the hotel. She was like, what? I was like, that's what he likes to do. And she was like, for real? Like, she couldn't believe it. But to me, it's normal.
Well, because that's what Top Dog...
That's what he likes to do.
Well, when we went on a cruise with your family 2 years ago, his thing, he's like... I asked him, like, what'd you do today, Top Dog? He's like, well, you know me, I like to eat, and then I come back, and I like to watch my Turner Classic movies.
Yeah.
And he likes his movies.
He likes to chill out.
Because he works hard for the money.
He works hard. But some people... You know what I realize the older I get is it's shitty to dictate to somebody else how to enjoy themselves.
For sure, man.
You know, like, I've discovered... Because I am guilty of that, like, too. Like, you know, when someone's like... they describe something that they want to do that I have no interest in doing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just you should do what you do.
Just do you, bro.
Do you. Do you, my man.
To quote the situation from Jersey
Shore. Just that, like, you know, like some people, like we have friends and family members that like to go camping. I don't want to go camping.
I'll kill myself.
In detail how enjoyable it is. I don't want to go.
Never.
But they think the fact that we like to go and sit on a beach for a week.
Yeah.
And that's it. And just lay on the beach
just
and get in the water.
Just drink top shelf margs and eat burritos.
Yeah. Like dad boner and then just go to the room.
Yeah.
But that's my version of having a good time.
Can I tell you, I feel bad because I totally dream crushed you when we were in Mexico. I totally ruined your fun.
Why?
Because when I go on vacation, I like to thoroughly unplug. Like, I will not check my email. I don't want to fucking look at the phone. I don't want to think about my iPhone. I don't want to think about business. And I got mad at you, remember? Because you were checking your email and
doing
business. And I was like, why are you ruining my fucking vacation?
Yeah, yeah.
But now I understand what you just said. That look, if that makes you feel good, I can't fucking tell you. Who am I to tell you?
Exactly.
You can't check your my phone.
No, I think that's true.
I'm a grown woman now. I've grown since then emotionally.
But I also, you know, I decompress by... just surfing the web. Like, that's my version of just chilling out.
Like, in the morning, I know that's what you do. You wake up, you get on the internets, you read your Drudge Report or whatever, sports,
CNN, ESPN,
pornography, and then
Deadspin,
take a shit.
I go through my Huffington.
To see the news.
I read up on news. I like to get different sources. I like seeing what conservatives are saying. I like seeing what the liberals, left-wing liberals,
cross-referencing.
As my dad would say.
P.S., your father.
Mm-hmm.
So when I called over there just to say hi to you, and you handed the phone to
Top
Dog,
and
you went to take a shit or something, you know what he says to me?
What?
So you like Tommy's car? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you're finally getting sick and tired of driving your hippie shit car, huh? You're liberal. You're a liberal because I drive a hybrid.
Yeah.
For those who don't know. And he thinks that that's the funniest.
He does.
Stupidest California thing. And he's like, you're finally getting over the dumb fucking hybrid. He doesn't say fucking, but.
Yeah.
Getting over your dumb hybrid thing, huh?
He definitely.
Your hippie car.
Made fun of you so much.
So.
He makes fun of everybody. Yeah. He makes fun of California 24/7.
The People's Republic of California.
People's Republic, guys. Left-wing tree huggers. Stuff like that.
He thinks we're all on acid.
Yeah. I mean, that thing with the...
That's totally right out there.
The hybrid. And you don't get any cool air coming in the car.
He
lost his shit.
Fucking
he was here
mind.
In summertime driving.
Yeah, last summer.
Why you were driving and he was in the passenger seat.
Right, and so when you go and you're driving a hybrid, and if it's like a genuine hybrid, you stop, let's say, at a red light, your engine stops running, and the electric cuts on
right.
to keep the car basically alive.
Right, right, right.
So when your engine cuts out, that cuts off the AC being actual, like, genuine cool air, because the engine
sucks so
the
bad.
The engine's not fueling it, so you get just, like, lukewarm air.
It's so, and in L.A. summer, when it's, like,
it's hot as fuck. It's like
dirty,
July.
It's
yeah.
the worst.
And he was like, what's going on with the air? And I was like, well, we're in a hybrid. And he was like, holy shit. Like, he fucking lost his mind.
No, you had,
so,
yeah.
No, it was his idea, I gotta say. He was like, put it in neutral.
Yeah.
And hit the gas to keep the engine running. And that'll keep cool air coming out. And it worked. And he was like,
totally
see?
Why.
And I was like, yeah, it kind of defeats the whole purpose. And he was like, I don't give a shit about that.
He doesn't. But I will tell you that the reason I got the hybrid is because of my very favorite thing in the world, which is sticking it to the man.
Yeah. And like, I don't, conserving fuel.
And I don't like to fucking pay $5 for gas. And I tell you, if you can tolerate that AC problem,
yeah,
it's a good deal, man. I don't go to the gas station that often. I go every, you're scratching your, you can hear that.
Yeah, I know. You can hear it.
Ugh. Right. Somebody's going to hear that in their little earbuds.
They love me.
Ugh, not your dirty.
They love me.
Did you pop
me.
That pimple that I told you about
not
there?
Not yet.
Ugh. God, you're such a bear.
Wait, so let's keep going.
No, I'm just saying. So that's a good, that's the plus side. You don't have to go to the gas station. You don't have to pay a lot more. It's a light car, though. That's the only thing, is that if you get hit, if I get hit in that fucking thing,
yeah.
I'm going to die. There's no sturdiness at all.
Yeah, your car's made of like...
It's like a tin
fucking
can.
Paper, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
So tell me about your fucking... So you're not telling
I'm
me.
I'm telling
so,
you, man.
You gotta tell
so,
us about it.
All right, well, just... I'll get to this because we... I mean, we had a lot of great conversations. There's so much Top Dog stuff that we're going to have to do some... We're going to do a big Top Dog episode
okay.
next week. But right now, because I tweeted that it was real, and it was. It was right. I was in the... We finished dinner, and... We walked back, and then we were going to go.
Was it lobster? Did he eat lobster?
Yes.
Was it seafood? Okay.
And we came back, and we were going to go to a movie, I think. Yeah. So we were going to come back for a few minutes and then go to a movie. So it was like 8:30, 9 or something like that. And as we walk back in the hotel, we're on like the second floor, and we're on like the ground level.
Yeah.
We're about to walk up these stairs, and I go, hey, why don't we take the elevator? Because I don't want to shit my pants. And he goes, yeah, I know what you mean. I've been there before, buddy.
Oh, so you were on panic's edge.
Yeah,
were...
I mean, I wasn't panicked, but I was like, I didn't really feel like treading upstairs. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I was like, let's just take the elevator.
Sure.
So he was like, yeah. So we go back, and he's like, gotta go, pal. You gotta go. And I was like, yeah, I gotta go. So we get back, and I go, and I just go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done, you know, wash my hands, I start flossing.
Okay.
Because I had dinner.
Good.
And brushing my teeth.
Good.
And then I hear my dad goes, you done in there, buddy? And I go, yeah. He goes, need to get in there. And I think, oh, you got to go to the bathroom, right?
Sure.
So I go, yeah, no problem, man. Hold on. So I finish up, floss, wipe my face down, right? Towel, mm-hmm. Walk out into the room from the bathroom, and Top Dog's naked in the.
Shut up.
He's standing there, and I go, what's going on? And he goes,
why?
I went to the bathroom in my pants. And I was like, what? And then he runs.
Naked.
Naked. He runs into the bathroom. And he takes a shower. And then he gets out. And as he gets out, I hit record on my...
wait, where's the shit? Where's
here,
the shit?
Just give this a shot.
Oh, my God.
Just
he's leave. I do not believe that just really happened.
And you know they have those little things on the seat that go electronically?
Yeah.
Well, when I sat down on it, I had spots on it from the shit that got on my leg, okay?
Yeah.
So
So wait a minute.
Oh my god.
Tell me what happened, because I was just, I walked, okay, I'm in the bathroom,
yeah.
And you knock and said, I need to go in there. Yeah. And I come out of here and you're standing naked in the hotel room.
Yeah.
What happened?
Alright, as I'm trying to find the bathroom, let's say bathroom on the first floor, I didn't see one. Well, I had, you know how you walk down the stairs? When you, it's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
Right.
Okay, so I'm walking, then I find the bathroom. It's over, you know, it's one of these, they're all set up like handicap bathrooms. And all of a sudden, I'm trying to race over there.
You really got to go.
Got to go, and some of it comes out, hits my boxer shorts.
Yeah.
And then when I get undressed, I mean, I put my pants down there, right in the, some of it was a couple lumps.
Really?
And they hit the deck, and then some of it got on my leg.
Oh, no.
Which got on the seat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to take my underwear off, take my stuff off. Plus, I was running in there, and the door wasn't shut completely. So I had to get up and shut the door.
Holy shit.
So I wouldn't put on a...
A show.
A show.
So was it a single stall?
Single stall.
So when did you... You shit yourself right as you were opening the door, or what?
Right as I opened the door to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it... What's it?
Yeah.
Are those pants have shit on them, probably?
Pants don't, because it just got the underwear.
Are you sure?
It wasn't diarrhea. It was just kind of lumpy. Kind of lumpy?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah,
you should probably check them out.
Kind of lumpy.
Right now, he's holding up the pants. I go, check them out.
Are they khakis? You know, he loves his khakis.
Yeah, okay. They were khakis. And he's to put them back on. And I go, why don't you just put on a different pair of pants?
Yeah.
He's like, no, they're fine. They just the boxers got. And
that's
like,
impossible. But that's physically, the physics of what he's saying happening, it's impossible.
And then he's like, he gives them to me just like to check them out, the pant legs.
Oh,
know?
God.
And I'm like, I don't want to
do might
this.
Want to just throw another pair of pants.
Oh, my God.
But don't sit. No, I don't want to smell it.
He handed me the pant leg. You smell it?
No, it doesn't look. What's that? Hold on. Yeah, what's that right there?
What?
No? What about the pant legs? Because you said some fell out.
Yeah, but they fell out after I got my trousers down.
Trousers.
Okay. All right.
He didn't wear them. That's the in the end.
Well, good. I'd burn those pants.
What did me in was not finding the first bathroom, okay?
Man. You remember what happened when we walked up to the elevator?
Yeah.
I said, let's take the elevator.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want to shit my pants.
Yeah.
And you said... I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Boy, do I know.
Yeah.
The irony. Yeah.
When I got up there, all of a sudden I had to go, and I was struggling, and, you know, went in there, and no.
Jesus.
How much came out?
Just a couple lumps.
Really? Loose?
No, just, well, no, it wasn't. Was
not,
it,
like, not like.
It wasn't Sloppy Joe. It was like.
Sloppy Joe. Man.
What was the last time you shit yourself? Or shit your pants?
It happened once at the office.
Last year?
Yeah.
So this is once a year is basically your rate right now?
Once a year.
Yeah.
About once a year.
I tell you, when I have to go?
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When did it hit you had to go?
Went up to the room.
You knew right then?
God.
Man.
You had to go right away, or no? You were like, oh, I can hold it for a minute.
I can hold it, but I got to find it.
Yeah.
But I went to too many wrong places.
So where, you couldn't...
I went to the first floor, didn't see it on the first floor, so I finally went down there to the basement by the... Because I knew there'd be a restroom by the restaurant.
Yeah.
There may have been one on the first floor,
so
but I didn't see it.
Right as you're opening the door?
Yeah.
You're shitting yourself?
Yeah.
That's so funny. This is the whole trip.
That is amazing.
Dude.
Oh,
that's amazing. And then how was the cleanup? Pretty bad?
Well, the cleanup, you had to take your... I took the underwear in the where you put the dirty... the trash down there.
Yeah.
But then I had to, you know, I had to get water, but I had to wet the water and do the back.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Was it all over your cheeks and stuff?
It was all over the cheeks. That's why I was taking a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was all over the cheeks. Jesus. God, it was a mess.
Is he laying down now?
Yeah.
I can hear it, yeah.
How many times?
He's comfortable
like,
now.
How often does that, I mean, last year and this year, how many times do you think that's happened total?
Like that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe in my life?
Yeah.
Five or six.
Five or six? Oh, man. That's the funniest fucking
thing. I can't believe that.
Every so many years.
Every so many years. That's so great.
Oh, my. All right.
I can't believe you got to witness that.
It was amazing. I never thought that I would be around for something like that. Right. You know, usually it's like a phone call. Here's what happened. That kind of thing. But
you were really blessed. You got to see him. In his moment of crisis, you had to see it.
The other stuff is also so fucking crazy that I have coming up with him.
I can't wait to. You know that, just so you guys know, Tom doesn't play this audio for me in advance.
Yeah.
So it's a surprise for me, too.
Yeah,
We like to surprise each other. So this is amazing. I'm reeling from this.
Yeah, it's pretty great, right?
I mean, in the years I've known him, a couple of lumps.
Do you remember? Oh, this is what I wanted to stop and tell you. Do you remember last week? I had a laughing attack.
Oh, Sloppy
about,
Joe!
Thinking about him talking about Sloppy Joe.
Yeah,
because he'll sometimes call me and be like, "Took a good shit today." Kind of a Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
And he always uses that term.
Well, because it's perfect.
Yeah, it is a perfect term.
Because it's so gross, or it's like chili.
I remember,
Sloppy Joe is like chili, kind of.
Yeah,
right?
I remember. I mean, for me, Sloppy Joe. I used to remember elementary school. And they'd like scoop, like the scoop,
yeah,
the big
yeah.
silver spoon, and then and they just throw it down.
Yeah. It's
kind of a Sloppy Joe. He never says Sloppy Joe. He always says kind of a Sloppy Joe.
Kind of a Sloppy Joe.
The name was, yeah, it was kind of
I
a
gotta
Sloppy
take
Joe.
A pee real bad.
Okay.
Do you mind?
No. No.
All right. Sorry, guys. I gotta take a whiz. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You talk to them.
Yeah, I'm talking. All right. Talk about how much you fart. No, it was a great trip with him. We also, I noticed, because we shared a room, I was nervous to, because I snore, even though I use this thing to, so that it actually has basically cut out my snoring. But I was sick last week, if you remember. So when I'm sick, sometimes it's still bad. So I was really nervous, and I was scared that he would be very upset, because he'll yell at me. He's yelled at me for snoring before, like very angrily in the middle of the night. Which is fucking terrifying. And so I was nervous about that. And so the first thing we did when he picked me up, when I flew in, we went to a CVS. And I was like, you got to get earplugs, man. You got to get earplugs because I'm going to snore and it's gonna upset you. And I had anxiety about it. And he was like, okay. And like, he was cool. And he was like, yeah, we'll do that. We buy earplugs. He never uses them. He says that, I don't, no disturbance from me. He fucking snored the whole weekend. And the best was that when I would tell him, like, you're snoring, he was like, really? He always did, like, yeah, he was like, I didn't know that.
How
buddy.
Could your mother not tell him
That's
this?
What he said. He goes, he's like, your mother's never said anything. And I was like, are you serious right now? He also sleeps with one leg in the air.
Oh, I
and
know.
His
the move.
Foot resting on the knee. That kind of, like, he's sitting cross leg, like a man would sit cross leg sitting up.
Yeah.
He sleeps like that on top of the bed.
Well, you know, so that's you know that you do that too.
Yeah, you've told me that.
Well, your sleeping habits are identical.
It's really so bizarre.
Oh, last night it made me so angry.
Yeah, last night.
My God.
This fucking broad
in I didn't
the
even
middle
hear this.
Of the night.
I heard like the tail end of this, I think.
No, I'm talking about you.
Me? Oh, I thought you were talking about our neighbor.
That's coming. But you in
oh,
the
yeah.
fucking middle of the night.
Yeah, I hated you.
I just like, I turn over. I'm like, what? And you're like, you fucking make so much noise. God, I'm out of here. You grabbed the pillow and you stormed out of the room.
I did.
But I wasn't snoring.
No, you're not snoring because you have that mouth guard in. Mm-hmm. But what you do now when you're super tired is like you sing and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll hum. Like you'll breathe in and go, And I hear that, and then you do your dance where you put your leg up so that your ankle's on your knee.
Yeah.
And then what happens is it's an awkward position so that your fucking leg falls on me all night. And then I try to move you over, and it doesn't help. And it made me so mad. I wanted to kill you last night, seriously. Yeah. Then I got to go sleep on the couch.
You were very,
oh,
very
I was ready
agitated.
To murder you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think you deserve it?
No, because I'm not, I'm in the middle of my sleep.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's so upsetting right now. Ugh, that sound makes me see red.
Yeah?
Was that, is that Top Dog?
No.
But Top Dog's a worse snorer than you, you think?
No, he's not worse. It's just that it was me concerned about what, you know, that I'm going to upset him.
Yeah, and
it
then,
turned out to be the opposite.
Oh, that sounds exactly like what you do. Oh, it's so awful.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you got a little bit of your own flavors.
Yeah, he was like just regular snoring. But every time I was like, hey, man, like you're fucking snoring.
Yeah.
He was like, And then in the morning I was like, hey, so what's up with the snoring? He was like, yeah, I didn't know I did that, buddy.
Yeah. Your mom's way too nice on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, mean to you about that.
But the funny thing was, we were both really tired, but you were immediately out last night.
Yeah.
And as soon as you went to sleep last night, I mean, like, immediately.
Yeah.
I was in bed no less than 3 minutes.
See, I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
Is this a baby? This sounds terrible. Yeah, I don't like this one at all. Is it Japanese girl?
Uh-huh.
I hate that shit.
But yeah, our neighbor was really.
But you said it sounded different, like it's not the usual.
Yeah,
guy.
It was different. It was the guy was
Japanese.
The guy was Japanese. No, the guy was. It was a shorter. It was definitely a different guy. I would put money on it was a different guy because he was. There was some. It was a shorter thrust pounding.
Okay.
And she didn't really get to do as much, have as much fun as usual,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he grunted like, and then he was kind of done. It was much more quick pounding, you know?
I'm glad that she's gotten, oh my God, that's awful. She's gotten two guys. Can I tell you what bothers me about Japanese pornography? It's always the girl who's always like, oh, no, I don't want it to do it. No, no.
Yeah.
Like, she's always like, they're always raping the girl in Japanese porn. Like, she's always an unwilling participant.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know.
Macho
stuff?
Like,
it's interesting.
I conquer you, bitch.
Yeah. That society's really into that, you know?
You're telling me.
Oh, you know, we got a great email. I don't think you didn't even get to see this one.
What?
From we know we discussed psychology last week.
Yeah, my favorite subject in the whole world.
So we got an email from a psychologist.
Get the fuck out of here, Tommy. Oh, awesome. I want to hear it.
Should I read it to you?
Please, yeah.
Okay. What the fuck are you doing? Okay. So I didn't check with him if it was okay to read this, but
well,
I think it's okay.
Don't say the name?
Yeah, I won't say his name.
Yeah.
So he said, huge fan, got excited when I heard you talking about psychologists, and I had to write in. A licensed clinical psychologist specializing in trauma, and prolonged exposure is my treatment of choice. Pretty cool if you check it out. First of all, you guys have a clean bill of health.
Right.
He said, I always admired and was curious as to you two are so happy and healthy compared to how depressed and miserable a lot of other comedian couples are. In a lot of ways, it's not hard at all to turn the psychology off. Because we were talking about whether they do that in an argument.
Right, like how do you, for those who didn't hear that, how we're saying, like, if you are a psychologist, how do you have normal relationships? Like, are you constantly judging that person or thinking, like, what's underneath that comment?
And do you pull it out, like, every time?
Dude, I would.
Like, if you're in an argument, do you just pull it out and always have it be, you know what I mean? Like,
here's projecting.
Yeah. Somebody says that all the time.
I don't say that all the time.
Yeah.
I do not say that.
Yeah. So.
Can we not play this audio underneath this?
I think this matches what we're talking about, right?
It's appropriate. Hope your dad gets to hear this episode.
So, he said, I have a long day of treating patients and dealing with chronic pathology, life stress. I often feel no need to keep that going outside of work. That being said, I find there are a few things I can't turn off. My training had a heavy emphasis in behaviorism and cognitive behavioral techniques. With such intensive training, I often see things coming a mile away.
Oh, wow.
So I think that it's hard for some people in my life. Sometimes they don't want to hear it. Sometimes they just get annoyed because I called it again. You know?
So he knows, well, because my therapist will be able to predict other people's behavior in my life as well, by the way.
Yeah.
She'll tell me. She already knows what the fuck is going to happen.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Secondly, with my focus on trauma work, we spend thousands of hours going into the deepest, darkest fears people have and ways they avoid those fears. And during training, it was a coveted skill amongst my peers.
Oh, my God. Hmm.
In real life...
Babe, it's really...
Is it not?
Really distracting?
I'm sorry. In real life, outside of work, I pick up on those things and feel this obligation to fuck with people. When I do force help my patients face those fears, it's therapy. When I get to mess with my friends, it's fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
It goes along with my dark sense of humor and love for awkward moments, I guess. Don't know how to describe it without sounding odd, disrespectful, or making people afraid of psychologists, but that's how it is. I think that's why I like listening to comedians interact. It's the same type of skill that makes you a funny comic and able to pick people apart in moments.
That's absolutely true.
When you have them on the verge of tears but laughing at the same time, know what I mean? And yes, my wife does get sick of it sometimes, but she loves me anyways. Yeah, if you ever have any psychology questions, feel free to contact.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could answer, maybe with this gypsy stuff we're going to talk about later. I'm curious about that.
So thanks for that email, man. We did find that very, very interesting indeed.
Yeah, there should be, didn't we say that last time, we should just have a thing where we interview comedians, like a psychologist could tell you what's going on with different comics.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can
Yes, and by the
tell.
Way, somebody emailed me, and I feel bad that I don't have it with me right now, but somebody emailed me that there's a psychologist who does do a YouTube interview, like, show, and I saw a clip of the woman who's a psychologist. I think she's married to a comedian, and she did an episode with Robin Williams.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, yeah, so it does exist.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah, so it is cool. I'm sorry that I don't have it with me right now, but it does exist. There is a... let's see. I wonder where they sent it.
That is so... You know, it's funny, because I always think about my therapist. Like, what's her life like at home? Does she have, like, what's her husband do? You know, I'm not supposed to ask those questions. Rather, she's not supposed to answer them. Because then I start focusing on her real life as opposed to, like, my issues. You know, that's why they do that.
Yeah.
But I always wonder about that. Because I don't know too many psychologists in real life.
No, I don't. I almost feel like it'd be more fun to be friends with one.
I know, we should befriend one.
Yeah.
My mom used to work for a psychiatrist growing up, so I got to see and hear all the cool, crazy, but he worked with, like, legit crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, people that were eating dirt, or schizophrenic, or people that would run down the street naked and stuff like that. He was a really kind man. I really liked him, actually. What are you looking for, Boo-Boo? Are you looking for that email?
No. Yeah, I couldn't find it, but the other thing I wanted to say, is that I saw that movie that Prometheus that everybody.
Oh yeah, and
I hated it.
Yeah, the trailer looked a little over the top.
It's definitely, Ridley Scott, right? He directed it. Great director. I was not into it. I walked out.
Wow.
Which is, you know, maybe was it because of the Top Dog influence a little bit? Maybe.
What's the problem with it?
First of all, I mean, it was exactly like every, you know, like when you get into like an action kind of team, you know, like guys going to battle kind of thing. It had all the same characters.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like the one, lineup.
Right. Like the guy's like, I don't want to be a part of this guy.
Yeah. I love that.
And then like the bitchy
Fuck
one.
Fuck you, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
And then the really eager one who's like, I think we should all do this. And I'm happy to be here. So it was just like all the same beats. And the movie took too long to set up itself. Like if you're in setup mode, like nothing's really happened yet, and you're 25 minutes, 30 minutes into a film. That to me is, I mean, some people love the movie. I know a lot of people don't, because I've people who stayed have told me that they found it to be like comical, like one of those things where you're like, yeah. it's funny.
Sucks. Yeah.
But some people love it. I did not like it at all. I'd be interested to hear what our listeners, if you did see it, what you thought of it. I personally could not take another minute. I stayed, and I realized that I missed the majority of the movie because I left around 30 minutes into the movie.
Well, can I tell you that? I am a huge fan of Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the Snow Queen movie that she's in. I think that will look really cool. But I'm agree with you that I can tell now usually in the first 10 minutes.
10 minutes is all. You know what else that's a good marker for?
It's a bad storytelling thing or they don't know how to do it. Yeah.
10 pages. You read 10 pages of something?
Yeah.
And like, especially if it's a story or if it's a script. If you're 10 pages in and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Or I'm bored to death, or this is a piece of shit, then that's pretty much what it's going to be. It's rare that it's going to take off from there. I was not into
it. Well, that's why it's so hard to make a movie. I think everybody thinks like, oh, I'm going to make a better movie than that. Yeah. And you're like, dude, it's so hard to tell a story in that medium.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get a movie made seems like a real Herculean effort.
Absolutely. This is a movie right here. This is a movie.
Okay. Is this the opening to Prometheus?
This is the very first scene where I was like, where's this going?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know. I don't hear a lot of dialogue. It just sounds like they're running or something.
Yeah.
It's a jogging scene.
They're going to jump onto the spaceship.
Oh.
And they're like...
Oh, wait. Oh, they're fighting. They're... Right. Oh, and that's the alien
sound. Right, the aliens are like, we're going to get you. And there's some of it's not in English. It's like other languages.
See, oh, they're speaking.
Right there,
in
he's
their
like,
language.
What's that in your hand?
Yeah.
And she's like, weapons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That alien sounds like it's dying.
Oh. Yeah.
You're right. It's not a very good story.
So, you know, there's different stuff for different people, but that one, you know, I didn't love that.
You know, a movie I watched that I really enjoyed was, I've seen it a million times, is The Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
The Bronx Tale.
I think it's called A Bronx Tale.
It's The Bronx Tale to me.
Really?
Whatever. I liked it a lot. Do you know that kid that played De Niro's son, Colosimo or whatever, that he's really in jail right now?
Yeah, I think he's in jail for murder.
Yeah. Felony. Like he was committing a crime or something.
No, he was a drug addict.
Oh.
Heroin. I think he's into heroin. And they went to rob a house.
Oh, geez.
And while they were robbing the house, because it was him and somebody else. There was an off-duty cop.
Ugh.
And they shot and killed him, I think, is the story.
Oh, fuck.
It happened like a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, because I Wikipedia'd him. I'm like, oh, what happened to that kid? He's such a great actor.
Yeah.
Such a great movie.
Yeah.
And he did some other stuff, but then, what a bummer. Can I tell you the one time? You got to be careful who you try to fuck, because one time I was like 13 years old, and my friend Jenny and I, we decided we were going to go egg some cars in the neighborhood because we were bored and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget this. We started fucking up this one house, dude. Like, we're so stupid. We did it in broad daylight in my neighborhood. We didn't even go to another neighborhood. And we're just egging the fuck out of this house. And this guy fucking, hey, come here, yells at us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts running after us. We take off. He catches us both because he's super fast, like super strong, drags us into his house. Turns out the guy's a fucking Marine. He was home for like a week staying with his parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just happens to catch us two knuckleheads egging the shit out of his parents' house.
Oh, shit.
So you got to be careful.
What'd he do?
Well, he called our folks and then we got picked up and scolded. And it was, you know, it wasn't a good day. It was a shitty day to get yelled at. We just got yelled at and stuff.
But it could have been way worse than that.
Could have been a lot worse than that.
Yeah, he could have been like, you do me a favor, I won't make a call.
Tommy, we were 13.
Great age for that.
But that's what I'm saying, is that you get the off-duty cop, you get the fucking Marine, that's
home. What's the deal? I won't call your parents. What are you going to do for me?
Babe, they're not like that. Marines are good people.
What are you going to do for me if I don't make a phone call right now?
Tom, can we play that trailer you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm so excited. I've been thinking about it since you told me about it. I haven't heard this yet.
Okay,
just please play this for them.
Okay.
Enough pornography.
I'm not watching pornography. Jesus.
This alien movie's fucking terrible.
Yeah, this is why I walked out of it.
I can't listen to pornography.
It's not pornography. I hate when you say that when it's
Babe,
not.
It's art.
All right.
So fucking tell me about this, man. You
what?
You told me like two things.
I got
it. I'm dying to hear about it.
Large, furry.
Some that can attack people.
They're scavengers.
They're dangerous.
You don't bug a bear.
Me personally, I think bears are in the dog family. I think they're related to Rottweilers.
A bear is, you know, a bigger, hairier guy.
A state of mind with a slight hint of body type.
Looks like he can swing an axe type.
Everything through from cubs to polar bears through to chasers, admirers.
Really hard to just delineate this is a bear.
When you get into a room full of bears, it's getting in a room full of men. You're like her.
Natural men have suddenly become hairy because I think people got sick of seeing designer jeans and pink shirts.
There's this whole other part of the community that wasn't having the experiences that every gay man should.
The whole bear thing was sort of a revelation because I'd always liked guys like that. I just didn't know how to label or a name.
There's different definitions all over the world.
I'm from Italy, south of Italy, actually, Naples.
I found the first Italian website. It was called Orsi Italiani, that means Italian bears. Afterwards, I started to find different websites from all over the world.
London, for the size of the city, has quite a well-developed commercial scene that's aimed at bigger guys and bears.
It's just so nice to see a lot of fur nowadays.
We've become a bit of a fetish.
I only have an interest in bears.
There's no concern over body image.
It's like a club, you know? It's like this sense of belonging, being able to relate to other people.
Hairy, school, doesn't matter. That's the good thing about being in the bear community. It's not about fitting a type.
Wow, there is somebody for everybody out there. Sooner or later, everybody gets taken care of. And it's everything that every fat man ever dreamed about except... It's with other dudes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty great.
Where are the dudes at? Oh, where this dudes at? Oh, where this dudes at? Where are the dudes at? Oh, where this dudes at? Where are the dudes at?
Want you thinking cock thoughts.
Oh, I'm thinking about dudes.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, so...
So where did you find this?
This was sent to us by a listener.
Oh, awesome.
It's the trailer for Bear Nation.
Oh.
Malcolm Ingram directed it. I think it's also being produced by Kevin Smith, who you heard.
My favorite.
That was who commented.
I love Kevin Smith.
So everything a fat dude wants. Yeah, so there's a whole movie coming out about bears.
It's about time. I love bears. I'm a huge fan myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm super excited. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. It's the guy, I think he also directed a movie called Small Town Gay Bar.
Okay.
Which is, I think, about a gay bar in Mississippi.
Oh, my God. I can't
that
imagine.
Sounds familiar. I think we saw it. Did we not see that?
We may have caught part of that on cable, but I don't think we've seen it start to finish.
That's definitely something to maybe check out, you know?
That is so cool. At my shows, I did Marco Island this last week, and there was this whole table of gay dudes. It was so much fun. And I was talking about mm-hmm. bears, and they were like, woo! They lit up, and none of the straight people in the room knew what I was talking about.
It was
the best moment. Oh, this is our favorite, Hirsute Pursuit.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get the new album, by the way. We only have the old album.
They have a new album in?
Yeah, a new album coming out.
Come on, Black. I didn't know that.
I didn't know you guys have a new album.
Well, I'm excited to watch this bear documentary. I didn't know Kevin Smith was doing it. Makes sense, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I want to get the new album. Anyways, something to check out.
That's cool.
I'm trying to get Casey on the phone. You know, Casey, my buddy, who Where the Dudes At started, hasn't, you know, I talked to him, but he was upset for a while.
He's not really on board with this whole Where the Dudes At, asking him where the dudes are.
It's been a while. I think maybe he's calmed down.
Yeah.
And maybe we can talk about it now, but he wasn't, you know. Wasn't real happy about it.
No.
Wasn't really happy about it. No. We got a... we should play this real quick, right?
With the real talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting for you to say this.
Okay, let's fucking get into it, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah. Real talk. Oh yeah. Real talk.
Oh. Gets me every time, that R. Kelly. The R. Kelly part.
So, you know, we've been really getting into my big fat American gypsy wedding and also my big fat gypsy wedding.
Who hasn't?
And the episode that aired, we saw, I guess it aired last week. That was the best one that's definitely that's aired.
It's phenomenal. It's got everything
you guys
you
haven't
want.
Seen it. It's on TLC. This episode, I think this is a little teaser for it. It did not disappoint.
On my big fat American gypsy wedding.
Get off! Hey, get in a car!
A gypsy bride commits to her cousin in holy matrimony.
We love each other.
Our family believes in incest.
And orders a high voltage wedding dress that blows her mind.
Is this gonna make his jaws drop?
Jaws.
Plural.
Both of his jaws.
Yeah.
Plus, history's made when the first gay gypsy wedding takes place in Ohio.
You better get ready because the party is coming. Lock up your daughters.
But breaking gypsy rules isn't easy.
I know they're probably not gonna be okay with it. I'm pretty much gonna be cut off.
No one's ever heard of, actually, gay gypsy wedding.
Oh,
amazing.
Man. Amazing is right. The cousin one, I guess it's very common in gypsy culture.
Well, and not only in gypsy culture, but I will admit, I think in my own family, we're Eurotrash Hungarian. Somewhere in my Hungarian lineage, I believe somebody married cousins too.
Really?
Which is why one of my cousins is a little off. I have a cousin in Hungary who chases aliens. They say it's a blood type disease, but he's just real slow. And
is
I
that,
think.
What's his name?
I don't
know.
Want
to say his name.
Well, he's not listening. He doesn't speak English. His name is Chaba.
And he's always looking for the aliens,
well,
right?
Chaba, here's the thing. Chaba took to riding bicycles. He lives at home. He's like 40 something and he still lives with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the family will admit that Chaba is like retarded. Like we all are like, well, he's not. He's just okay. Chaba is just special. So about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, he took to just riding his bicycle through Budapest. And that's what he fucking does day in and day out. And one day he was out there and he swears that he saw aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode home as fast as he could. And he told everybody about the aliens. So now that's his thing. He keeps looking for the aliens to come back.
You. Yeah.
And that's, I think, a direct result of this cousin fucking business.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
So his parents are cousins.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't
know.
How's
that a thing then?
I'm saying that somewhere, I know I've heard stories, and my father told me stories, that somewhere in my lineage, there's cousin marriage. There's weird stuff that goes on, but see that's a European.
Maybe that's why you have six toes,
webbed feet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm telling you, because in Central Europe and Eastern Europe, where these gypsies are from, the Romany shales, that's where they're from.
We're Romney shales. We won't. It's a tired of thing going.
But that's the gypsies. That's you know.
His jaws is gonna drop.
His jaws. This is gonna be the best wedding ever. Most sparkly dress ever.
Maybe that incest is why you have those nipples on your back.
Nipples on your, or you have eight of them like a dog.
You have eight dog nipples, and they're on your front and your back. You have 16 nipples.
My favorite is when the groom is trying on the tuxedos with his friend, and
that
the guy
awesome.
Goes, "I'm smother-cating in here."
Mm-hmm.
Smother-cating.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
That's a word they made up. This might be, is this
God
from
damn.
The thing here? Let me see if this is.
Family who couldn't be happier with their gypsy bride.
Party's here!
It's Annie's bachelorette party.
Yes, this is the cousin.
Oh, there's Aunt Pepe.
Her family doesn't mind that she's marrying her first cousin. But they do mind that she's living in sin.
Right. That's
right.
The problem.
It's not okay for her. It's not definitely not okay for us as a sister or a mother. And it's not okay as a gypsy, a Romney, period. Because that's not what we believe in. And it's just time now. Because you're going to start getting talked about as, as this
start.
Basically trash.
Oh.
That's my only concern. Yes, he's marrying her. And that's what I'm happy about. I got it.
Let's all have a test.
I got it.
Anyway,
like, knock it off, guys.
When Annie marries her cousin Josh, she won't be the first in her family to wed a close relative.
See?
You know, cousins, I mean, a lot of people look down on that.
But our, like, my first husband was my third cousin.
Okay. My first husband was my third cousin.
Our family believes in incest. If cats mate with their child or their whatever, you know, the cats are crazy. Maybe that's why we're all a little off, you know, because of the whole, if your blood, you know, blood's too close.
She's right. In Europe, it's common.
There you go, sister.
There you go. Schmutzkeiten.
That was an amazing one. And then, of course, there was the lesbian.
Yeah,
couple.
But wait, can I say my favorite part about that clip?
Mm-hmm.
Was when she was like, you don't want people thinking you're trash.
Yeah, talking about you.
Yeah, as if nothing before this was trashy.
Yeah.
Like the garbage calling.
Right before
trash.
This, we thought you were Princess Di. And then
I know.
When we heard that detail, it really fucking softened it up for us.
Lady Di, yeah. Yeah, and then the lesbies, which...
Whoa.
Listen, all right, we're very pro-gay people.
Mm-hmm.
We, but these two broads...
We're looking for dudes.
But these two broads were... This is possibly the most unattractive couple on the planet. And
unreal.
Look, I don't judge a lot of books by their... But these two women... were the most hideous broads that could have been.
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
But it was goddamn accurate.
But it was...
Because they were fucking horrifying. Oh, horrific.
Really bad.
I mean,
shape.
One of them looked
bad
like
shape.
A fucking all-pro guard.
Yeah.
For, like, you know, the Baltimore Ravens. She looked like she could just fucking fill in if somebody got injured. Which is fine, you know.
She's a beast. But no, the part... I'm talking about cosmetic things. Things you can control.
What's that? Arm hair?
Excessive black arm hair. You know what I mean? As a late... Like, I'm not that great at being a girl. I'm not that girly. That's one of those things where you're like, just buy a fucking no-no or whatever those things are.
Yeah, I know.
Just
stop smoking
hygiene.
Indoors. Just stop smoking in your house. They're both just round the clock smoking their cigarettes and step outside.
Go outdoors,
Keep the home a sacred place.
Little things like hygiene. Okay, you can control that stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I feel bad shitting on people as a parent, but there's things you can control to make it better.
Mm.
Teeth, fixing the teeth.
She looks like she smells, although I couldn't smell her through the TV. She looked like she smells.
Which one?
Both of them.
Who smells worse, though? The 43-year-old
48.
Woman, 48-year-old, or the 20-something
five-year-old
gypsy girl?
Yeah, there was 23 years between them, which is unusual, I think, for a female gay couple. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know enough to really... I know in the gay community for men, generally, the older guy will go for, like, the young, hot babe.
Like straight guys do.
Right, exactly. But in the lesbian community, I don't know. They might just love each other for real love.
I think they had some real love. It seemed like real love.
Just real ugly, disgusting.
Real ugly.
real
ugly,
greasy,
fucking
greasy
gross
pig
love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I
real
don't want to watch that.
Seal hunting love. So.
You gotta see that. It's retarded.
It is retarded. You know, I gotta wrap this up.
I know, you
going.
Gotta go, Jeans.
I got a show tonight. thanks for listening, and we hope to see you at our live shows. And next week, we'll have a big surprise.
Ho-ho.
We've been real excited about this.
Ho-ho.
We'll announce it next week's episode. And
huge surprise.
We also will give you a jam-packed Top Dog audio episode. Debut a lot of it. It'll be fun.
And I want to thank the mommies I met from Naples who gave me a framed recipe for poop soup, Lord Cranio, at Lord Cranio and at Call Me Duchess. Thank you guys so much. And for all the mommies who came out to Marco Island, really, really made my week amazing. Thank you guys for supporting
and they,
us.
What do they have ingredients for their own poop soup, right?
No, this guy and his girlfriend, they sat in the front row of the show and he put up this framed thing of a recipe for his poop soup, which is, it's got Italian sausage, onions, garlic, fennel, black beans, corn, beef stock, sour cream, oregano, and tortilla chips or Fritos. Now tell me that won't make you shit.
That's gonna make you shit.
If that doesn't make you shit, nothing will make you shit.
Well, thanks for that poop soup. We're gonna have to try it sometime
for sure, dude, tonight.
And thanks for listening to us.
Yes, mommies,
we love you.
We love you, mommy.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
It's mine.
I sip the dumb peak watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin. The whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night. They won't act right. The fiend of